I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egyptian Christians laid the cornerstone this week for a church dedicated to the 21 martyrs that ISIS killed in Libya 8 months ago. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says rather than scattering the church, the deaths united it. E3's launched a letter-writing campaign for the families of these martyrs. We've posted the link in a couple of places for you at missionnews.org. And it's not by accident that the delegation will be in Egypt over the week of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
We want to hand-deliver these letters to the families, to the widows, to the fathers and mothers that lost their sons, and just tell them that the body of Christ stands with them. We're praying for them. We want to send them a verse of encouragement and just to let them know that we walk side by side with them.
On another note, you've probably heard the phrase, desperate times call for desperate measures, and pregnant single moms in Cambodia live it out day after day. Many have abortions because they feel like they have no other choice, but you can help pro-life Christians offer hope. Founder of Life International, Kurt Dillinger.
We as God's people need to respond to these needs as He would, as He directs us, as He guides us. He is a God of the nations, and He loves every people group.
Life International taught Cambodian Christians how to share messages like this back in 2009. Believers then started a Hope Center that helps struggling moms in Cambodia's slums. You can come alongside the Hope Center, or you can write a letter to the families of persecuted Christians at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.